Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Stuff We Think About, especially stuff I think about, but I don't always talk about, and here I am talking about it. So today I want to talk to all of you who like to seek advice from other people. And let's be clear that advice can be very different than looking for a mentor or looking for someone who has a specific skill and knowledge in an area. I'm talking about when we seek advice from friends on what to do in life, like what path to go, should I quit my job, should I end this relationship, should I get married, like should I have kids, what should I do? And I know these are all difficult questions to a lot of people because, you know, whatever decisions you make in life, definitely, even the slightest decisions changes your life completely. So we want to look for guidance, we want to look for experienced people, and that's fine, that's a natural part of life, and I guess the younger we are, the more we do that. And we look especially to like role models and people on social media for what they're doing, what they think it's right, what is their thoughts on what we should do with our lives. And I want to really talk about this today because I've come to understand that this is actually really damaging to our lives. Not only to our lives, but to our, you know, internal mental health, self-esteem, confidence, and everything. And you would think, wow, that doesn't really make sense because when we seek advice from other people, we actually, you know, learning from them. And like I said, it's very different than asking for a specific advice on a specific topic from someone who has a mastery on that. But when you seek life advice, you're actually letting other people make your life decisions for you. And when you make a decision, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to do the right thing. You're probably going to screw up a lot. Because, you know, it's part of being human, we make mistakes, we do things we regret, we choose paths that are not really the best paths to choose. But if you do it because you thought it was right, you're going to learn so much from it. You're going to learn more and more about your intuition, about your gut feeling, about, you know, how you make decisions, what influences you. If you do something because, you know, a friend told you it was the right thing to do, to like move somewhere else, you know, be with this person because they're really nice and, you know, you just think they just seem so right for you, whatever it is. When you let other people make those decisions, you're ignoring what your intuition is telling you. Most of the time when you look for advice, pay attention to that because you're looking for someone that you think is going to tell you what you want to hear. And that's really important because sometimes you're going to look for a specific person because you already know the answer you want. You just want that person to say it for you. And it might seem like the same thing as doing what you want to do. However, when you need that external validation, that external confirmation, you're telling to yourself that you shouldn't really trust in yourself. You should only do things when other people are supporting you or agreeing with you. And you can already see where I'm going with this because this is a terrible idea long term. It might seem to give you a confident boost short term, but long term you're going to get more and more dependent on other people's opinion. And when you come across a friend who's going to disagree with you, close friend, parent, you know, family member, which is going to happen, you're going to feel completely lost and you won't know what to do and you will feel terrible with yourself. So practice as early as possible not to ask for advice, as hard as that is, as much as you want to hear what other people have to say. Practice doing what you think is right, even if it's wrong. Because trust me, the earlier you are in life doing this, the mistakes you're going to make are not that life-threatening, you know, unless you think jumping from a high bridge is a good idea, which I doubt that you think that. But usually the life decisions you're going to do, they're, you know, they might seem like they have a lot of serious consequences, but they don't really do long term. Like it's not something that in 20 years from now, it's really going to matter. But the faster you learn from your own mistakes, the more you can get on the right path within yourself, the more you can feel at peace with yourself, and the more And the less, you're going to listen to the criticism of other people later on because you got used to making your own mistakes. You got used to listening to yourself, regardless if people agree or disagree with you. Because if you look for confirmation on things that you do, you're definitely going to be affected by disagreement from people. It doesn't just go one way. You don't just listen to the good advice and then you ignore the bad. Like if you listen to advice, you're going to listen to both sides. And what if you go to a friend who, you know, tells you what you want to hear and he ends up not telling you what you want to hear? Then what do you do then? You know, you get conflicted within yourself. You don't know what to do. So whatever it is, even if you go to a friend knowing that they will give you the answer you want, don't do that. Try it first. And try to do it for yourself. Try to trust your gut. Even if it's wrong in the beginning, it will be most likely. But that's the way to build this confidence and trust within yourself. And to ignore the criticism more and more. And to feel more at peace within yourself. That was my 5-minute quick message/wisdom for the day. I hope you start applying this to your life. And when you see that little impulse to ask someone for something, for advice, just take a deep breath. Just take a moment to close your eyes, sit with yourself, and try to find what is the answer within you, within your heart, within your gut. Even if it's wrong, trust yourself, do it, and you're going to learn so much. Either if you're right or if you're wrong, you'll be able to make decisions quickly, because then you start to become accustomed on relying on yourself for decisions, and you're going to get them more right than wrong as time goes by. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and see you in the next episode.